Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're approaching the day with the fewest hours of daylight. The coming holiday season, though, is associated with a lot of light. Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, starts next week. During Hanukkah, candles are lit to commemorate the miracle of the oil, when oil that should have provided light for only one day lasted for 8 days instead, until more oil was available. Light is associated with Christmas, too, with the light of the glory of God shining around shepherds in the field when Jesus was born, and wise men being led to his birthplace by a star and its light. The Bible is full of people seeing things in a new light. In a dream, Jacob saw angels going to and from heaven on a ladder, letting him know that God was always with him. Moses saw a bush that didn't burn up, even though it was on fire. Surrounded by an enemy army, Elisha and his servant saw themselves protected by horses and chariots of fire from God, which cast their situation in a new light. And in the New Testament, Jesus' healings certainly brought a different perspective to light. We read in the Bible, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise." May we all live in this light, outshining any darkness, proving that God and his goodness are always with us. Amen.